Hi, this is Matt Cardinal, host of Game On, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for 37-year-old Watson Jones. He is considered a lost, injured, and missing male who disappeared from St. Petersburg, Florida, December 5th, 1991. His height is 5'8", he weighs 145 pounds, he has brown eyes, black hair, and he is biracial. He's African-American and Caucasian. Watson has a scar on the left side of his face and walks with a limp. If you know of Watson Jones' whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. The actual number for that is 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Watson, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to OurFutureIsMissing.com. Thank you.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
It's time for Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. It's all about your favorite TV shows and how they relate to your life. Now, here are the two hosts of Take Two.
Hello, and welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
And our show topic today is 6 best rap songs.
Yeah, I don't listen to rap that much.
Me neither. I didn't really know what it was, so I just kind of wrote down songs where they talk fast.
Well, I mean, yeah, but anyway, number one, of course, my number one song of, like, all-time favorite. I love this song. It's, like, up, yeah, I'm, like, talking with my hands, and, yeah. But it's hard not to like this song. It's Super Bass by Nicki Minaj featuring Esther Dean. It's a really good song.
Oh, Esther.
Esther. Esther. Okay, so at first I had heard, you know, the song with Chris Brown. It was, like, from the track More Than a Game, it's like Drop It Low. I was trying to decide whether it was a girl or a boy.
Oh.
And then I was like, Esther's probably a girl once I heard Super Bass. Ellie, you're number one.
My number one is Look At Me Now by Chris Brown.
Oh.
Yes. I like it because of the little beat thing where it's like boom, 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 ching.
Awkward silence.
You know?
No, I don't know. So number two, this song is really, like, it's a mellow song, and I love it because it's not really a song that this artist does. It's How to Love by Lil Wayne.
I love that song. He's such a sweetie in it.
Had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart. I love it. It's so cute. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know. It's like, I love it because it's not what Lil Wayne does.
And the beat goes, do, do, do.
It does not go like that.
Yeah, it does.
LA number two is my number one.
Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
It's an awesome song.
It really is. We know the rap.
And you can go to our YouTube channel and you can look at it.
One of our videos has 11 views.
Really?
Yeah. I was like,
is it the toe one?
No, I couldn't find that one. I don't think you uploaded it.
I did.
Oh.
It's called Flash Mob.
Oh, it wasn't on there. I swear. I was just on there this morning.
Really?
And our total views are 75.
Woot!
Yeah, and we have like 70-something channel views. I was like, where did all that come from?
And I'm pretty sure we have 2 subscribers.
Yeah, one's name is like, I don't know. But yeah.
There's like a really funny name and then someone we know. Yeah. Awkward. But our YouTube channel's name is
Wins, that's WINDS, capital T, taken. It's take just, two, but with an N.
It's just a random name that we kind of came up with.
Yes.
But you can go and see us both rapping to Nicki Minaj, Super Bass. There's Ellie's cut, which is where we start laughing before we can do the second rap. And then there's my cut, where Ellie doesn't know the second rap. And
I'm just kind of like
pointing at me. Yeah. But, so, yeah, my number three song. This song is, like, totally different genre. It's religious rap. I know this sounds really weird, but it's a really good band. It's God Is Enough by Lecrae featuring Flame and Jai.
Flame?
Flame and Jai. Yeah, I know it's a weird name, but it's a good song. I also like the song
that.
Walking on Water by them. It's good.
I have not heard that.
It's good. Okay.
My number three is The Show Goes On by Lupe Fiasco.
I know the part where it's like, one in the air for the people out here, two in the air for the father that's there, three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Oh, yeah. I memorized the whole thing when I was in Minnesota. There's nothing to do there. Okay. my number four. This song is just legit. It's Hey You There by Soulja Boy Tell.
Oh, yes.
Hey, you there. Hey, you there.
I see you over there.
I want you to come here. Please, Sarah Lisa. Hey, you there. Yeah.
It's just great.
I brought that song to our school and everyone was singing it for like a week. And then somebody reminded us of it like the last day of school. I think it might have been, I don't know. Can't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Somebody like said something the last day of school. I was like, oh yeah, that song. And I started singing it. We were like in chapel and I was like, hey, you there. Out. I hit a table. My toe hurts. Funny. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't hurt. Ellie, your number, whatever.
Four.
Yep.
Would be Just a Dream by Nelly. I think it's just a cute little song.
I got really annoyed at that song on the radio.
Oh, but it's just so cute.
It is. It's only just a dream. So try to run back down that road. Okay. Whenever I sing rap, I go like, he's come back. Except for Super Bass, because we actually know that.
Yes.
Run This Town by Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kanye West. Those people. It's just, I like that song.
Those A-list people.
The A-listers. Yes. I'm at liberty to call Rihanna by her first name.
There is a...
Rihanna. There's a load of napkins
pile
here.
Of napkins on the table.
Yeah, those have been distracting me the whole time.
I just noticed those.
They look like my toilet paper. Quilted.
And Quilted then
my,
Northern.
My number six, Fancy by Drake, T.I. and Swizz Beatz. Ellie, don't. Ellie, just finish your last two, okay. And then you can play with the napkin.
Okay, my last two are Coming Home and 6 Foot, 7 Foot by Lil Wayne.
I was so confused about the lyrics on those. I didn't know what they were saying, but then I got them once I looked up the lyrics.
I still don't know what they're saying.
You are listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This show is
Take Two.
I am Alexis James. You are
Ellie Sanders.
And our new topic today is back to school budget.
Yay.
So I actually have tips. Let me get them here. Number one, children and parents should set realistic back-to-school budgets together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you go to the store and you get all the clothes and all the pencils and stuff, but yeah. Two, use your back-to-school shopping as a budget lesson and have kids prepare a budget with you.
My mom's not even buying me back-to-school stuff. She's like, Ellie, just use all your old stuff. Okay.
You probably still have all the pencils.
Yeah, I do.
Three, encourage kids to consider ways to save, like clipping coupons, looking for sales early, or buying supplies quarterly or by semester. That's my commercial voice, so you know. Ellie?
Well, I did more on the budget thingy. So, for jeans, I wouldn't spend more than $70 on a pair of jeans for the beginning.
That's a lot of money.
Of the school year.
Considering you're probably buying at least four.
Not four. That's my next tip. You'll grow a lot, so why don't you save buying jeans until, like, the second quarter.
She's really awkward. She's, like, sitting here looking up, playing with her thingy. Like,
my cap.
Yeah. Encourage children. Oh, let me get my commercial voice. Encourage children to follow the budget spending limit. Stress that getting one more expensive item might mean sacrificing something else. Take a blank print out of the back-to-school budget calendar when you go shopping, and you can find that at, if you search, okay, it's at www.practicalmoneyskills.com, and you can get, like, a back-to-school calculator, so you should take a blank one of those with you. And then have your child enter all of... I just kind of got distracted. And then enter in all the actual expenses. Ellie, you just drew lovely polka dots on the napkin.
Well, you can see that there's a flower. You can see that there's, like, a flower print on the napkin. And I just kind
of...
Oh! What?
Okay, what were you saying? I wasn't listening.
Never mind, moving on. shirts. I wouldn't spend more than $35 That's a lot. On one shirt.
Your prices are ridiculous.
On one shirt. Okay, wait for the more expensive shirts to go on sale.
Teach your kids to do comparison shopping to avoid impulsive buying or paying for overpriced items. Instead, have them shop around and
take time. Was that
directed
at me?
Yes. Oh. To consider purchases. See? That's how you do it. Differentiate between needs and wants. Encourage children to contribute their own money to fill the gap between what they need and what they want.
Okay. That was very informative, thank you. Now, shoes are what I splurge on.
Bleh.
In the beginning.
No, I got a really bad taste in my mouth now. Because I had a mint and now I'm having Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Bleh. Are you okay there?
No, I just choked on my own spit.
Well, get some Dr. Pepper.
I'm better. As I'm you were glad. Saying.
So, I like to splurge on shoes. Okay. So, but you know, I usually buy 2 to 3 new pairs for the beginning of the year.
I bought 4.
Yes, you did. But I would never spend more than $60 on one pair. What is that face for? Don't judge me.
Develop a savings account or a piggy bank.
Oh, I have one of those.
I have a picture of a piggy bank right there. Look at underneath its eyes. There are like holes.
Oh, that's weird.
Would you like to see the demented piggy? I know. Who made that one?
And if they are under budget, they can save for a new toy or a CD or just iTunes, because most people use iTunes. And then continue back-to-school budget lessening by starting kids with a monthly budget saved on their computer or in a notebook. And then if your kids have a checking account, encourage them to update their checkbook registers. Like they're going to do that. Yeah. It's just one of the tips. Is that it for you? Do you have any more?
Oh, no, I have some more, but I'm not doing that one. So I'll do this one. Dresses and skirts. Don't spend more than $40 on a dress. Because
that's
you
not
can
a
get
lot.
Cheaper ones.
But that's not a lot.
In
though.
The spring.
This was a never mind.
Oh. See, you're judging me and look.
Well, okay.
You're just as bad.
This was for an event. Wait, no, it wasn't.
For wearing today. That's an event.
Because I don't have dresses. Now I have 2. Well, I have like 2 I can wear everyday dresses. So I think it's fine because I don't have any dresses. I just have those 2. The really fun one and then the black one. Let's take a break. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids. Wah!
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel. We're Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
I'm Alexis James.
Our show topic today is our shoes.
Dun, dun, dun. I thought I needed some dramatic music. When I was in Prescott, I realized I can make an announcer voice. Hang on. Okay. I can make an announcer voice. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, we'll do it. Yes. This should be good.
Wait, I need to think of something to say. What should I say? Something like... Oh. If you would like to email the show, send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Again, that is voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Also, there is a large mattress sale today at Mattress Emporium. See? It's fun. Try it. Do it.
I don't know.
Just make it
I
really
don't know
deep.
If I could top that. That was pretty impressive.
No, it wasn't. Just do it. Just go deep in your voice.
I'm a manly man.
This is my guy voice.
Whenever I pretend, like, when I'm quoting a guy, I always talk like this, dude. Like
I know, because, like, they don't really know, like, what they're saying. Like I don't know. Whoa.
That's just my average guy.
On to this, because we're going to need a lot of space for this.
Oh, yes, we will.
It's our shoes. I just got 4 new pairs of shoes, so I'm excited to do this segment. Yeah. I got a pair of Fergalicious by Fergie. Hang on, I'm wearing one of the ones. Not...
Oh, she's going to take her shoe off. Here we go.
I have sandals with a frilly ribbon at the top of the shoe. And this is them. They're from American Eagle. This is the shoe. Yeah. Not that you guys can see it. Here, look at my shoe. No, but it has like a little floofy on top and it matches my...
It's like a little ballet flat with a little flower.
And it matches my hair bow.
Your hair flower.
My hair flower. And then I got a pair of sandals with shells on them, like puka shells and glossed shells and tiger shells. And then if you don't know what that is, go Google it because they're really pretty. And then, and rhinestones on them. That I showed Ellie all my shoes, and those were her favorite ones.
Oh, she did, yes.
And it's, like, on the top of the foot. That's where they are. And then I got a pair of boat shoes. If you don't know what boat shoes are, they're fun. When I got home, I told my mom, "Hey, Mom, I got a pair of boat shoes." And she's like, "Oh, I thought you were going to say penny loafers." I'm like, "What's a penny loafer?" And she's like, "You put a penny in them." And I'm like, "Why?" And she's like, "That's just what you did. And I was like, "Is there a purpose to it? Is it, like, good luck?" And she's like, "No, you just put a penny in your shoe." I'm like,
"Why?
Why? I don't get it. Do you get penny loafers?" "I don't get them." It's like, "Why do I want to put a penny in my shoe?"
You'd think that would be quite uncomfortable.
It's like there's a little pocket for them. I want a pair. Okay, so I know I always talk about my favorite YouTuber, Olga K, and I want her shoes. They're called Mooshoes because she, like, her little...
Mooshoes.
Before, like, every video and after everything, she calls everyone her mooshers, and, like, moosh is her word, because that's her cat's name, and she's from Russia, and her cat's name is Mushka, which means little fly. So she calls everyone moosh.
Does she say it like moosh?
Moosh.
Moosh?
She doesn't really have an accent, but aww, she kind of does. Like, if she doesn't think about it, she does. But anyway, I want her shoes, and they're called moosh shoes. They're really cool. I want them. Okay, Ellie, talk about your shoes now.
Well, I mainly have Vans.
Yeah, that's...
So I have plain black Vans, I have white Vans, I have gray Vans, I have a different style black Vans, That's about all my Vans. Oh, and I have my old man shoes. Talked about those before.
I can't remember why, but you decided not to wear those again because they reminded you of something, but I can't remember what.
Yeah.
Was it Seth? Because I'm pretty sure Seth might have said, oh, my grandpa has a pair of those.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. So Seth, he was on the show a while ago. We'll have to have him back on so he can talk about his trip to England, which he took.
Can he do an accent? I bet he can.
He's not from England. He took like a week trip.
But he seems like the
kind of person. He lost his voice from all the yelling in England. But yeah. So we'll have to have him in and talk about
England. That's what I'd do if I went to England.
Yeah. Yeah! yeah. So Ellie, is that all the shoes that you're going to talk about? No, you got a lot more.
Yes, I do. I actually wrote a lot on this segment.
Just go at it, Ellie.
Okay. Well, I have these sparkly black flip-flops, which I just love. They're from American Eagle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're like exciting. Sisters.
Yeah, our shoes are like
soulmates. I'm pretty sure all
soulmates,
shoes.
Soulmates, because they're like shoes.
That's funny. Oh, I have a pair of shoes, and I get it from Foot Fetish. Ellie's so confused what this is, but it's a shop in Prescott. If you know what Foot Fetish is, you're awesome. But it's this little store. And they sell, like, shirts and stuff, but they sell a lot of shoes. And they have this line that's because. And on the... you're just making this noise.
I don't even know what
and,
it
like,
is.
And, like, on the sole of the shoes, they say, like, different things. And one of them says, because music is my heartbeat. And then the other one that I have says, because you're my soulmate. And I thought that was funny.
Okay. Soulmate.
Ellie, back on with all your shoes.
Well, I have a pair of black patent leather pumps, which I just adore.
When are you going to wear those?
Fancy events.
That's like once a year.
No, that's like more... No.
That's once
They were cute. And I didn't have to buy them with my own money.
Okay, keep going, Ellie. Okay. Don't get distracted.
I also have strappy black sparkly heels, which I just love.
You wore those for graduation?
Yes, I did. And I have floral wedges, which I was about to wear today, but I didn't.
Ellie.
You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is Take Two. I'm Ellie Sanders.
I'm Alexis James.
And our topic today is having a YouTube.
Which we said earlier, we now have a YouTube. So
yes.
We're cool.
We're in business.
In business. Doing work. Yeah, we have a YouTube. Our channel is Winds Taken, WINDSTAKEN. And we literally recorded 11 videos in one day. So, yeah. We've had some funny messages so far. Like, yeah, not going to disclose his YouTube name. But his name was Max. That's not his YouTube name. He was like, hey, you guys should, like, he's like 11. He's like, hey, you guys should record. Oh, that's more the voice. Hey, you guys should record a video and, like, draw stuff on your toes like people. And then put them up to the camera.
Yeah, and he messaged us this.
And then, like, we put it up, and he wasn't happy with it.
And he messaged us, like, 10 seconds after we posted the first video. It's like, how'd you find us?
And, watched it. And he's like...
He'd already watched, like, all of them. It's like...
Yeah, and, like, gave him all a thumbs up, and we're like... Meh.
So, let's just say we aren't friends with Max anymore.
Yeah, but, Where was I? We got off track. But, yeah, we've had some funny messages and dares. Then this other guy, I don't remember who he was, but he's like, hey, you guys should put duct tape on your mouth and pretend like you got kidnapped.
And we never did that.
But we wanted to.
Yeah, we just ran out of time.
It sounds fun. I'm pretty sure that's your foot on the table.
No, my feet aren't on the table. They're on the chair.
Ooh. La la la. Creepy. Yep. But it sounded fun, though. But yeah, and then, so send us a message on there, and
yes.
we'll do requests. Ellie, get your feet off that chair right now.
It's comfy, though.
I know, but I don't have a chair. so the first video that we made was a rap to Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. And then we have two cuts, my cut and Ellie's cut. And then go favorite, comment, rate, subscribe, and like.
Those videos are pretty funny because in both of them we mess up.
Yeah. In mine, what do? Oh, you almost say something.
Yeah, and then you're like, I can't do this. And I was just watching them this morning, so.
Yeah, and then we have two subscribers.
Woo!
So that's awesome. And then I'm loving having a YouTube. And then my favorite video of us is Ellie.
I was changing because we were
about to Skype and you wanted to look nice.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I had pants on and I wanted to wear shorts.
Oh, okay.
Because we took a bunch of pictures of us and yeah, they turned out really good because I got a new shirt. So, yeah.
And I was wearing your pants from Foot Fetish.
She wore my pants. So, yeah. Almost all my pants are from Foot Fetish.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite video. And then at the end, she falls on me. And I make this noise I'm not even going to make
right now.
I can't. It's like... It's just a really nasty noise. Oh, goodness. Don't hurt the marker. What is your problem?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking of all the videos.
They're pretty funny. Everyone should look them up.
I didn't upload that video we did at, like, when you were about to leave. I didn't upload that one because it was really stupid.
One of my favorites is the fried zucchini video.
I don't even remember what
it's
we did.
It's just randomly named that because we couldn't think of anything else.
What did we do in the video? I think that was like the first time we moved to my room. We were recording them in my brother's room because it was a good rap place.
Yes.
I think somebody's getting attacked.
What was it?
Or their baked potato got stolen.
If you couldn't hear it, someone was making like...
Or they were sneezing.
Oh, that's probably what it was.
With the baked potato. We got in here and I'm like, it smells like a potato. And not even the good kind. Doesn't it?
Not anymore. I kind of got used to it.
That was a loud sniff. Wait. You don't have the spit mic, so you should be careful.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Ow.
I need
that
a drink.
That sniff will hurt. I do too.
Okay, ready? Let's take
a I'm going to take a sip.
That's delicious. Okay.
Delicioso.
Where were we?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Never mind. Okay. So, yeah, with the YouTube, we've just had fun doing it, and we've been, like, chill about it, so. We're chill about that stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. There's really nothing more to say about it.
You should just make a YouTube because they're
fun. I just lost my hairband. There
it is. Oh, no. Oh, I see it.
I found it. It'll sit right there.
Okay. Can I touch it?
Yeah, you may.
Diddle-loo.
Okay. It's really floofy. Like, it's big.
It is.
I got it at Payless with my shoes.
Wow.
Shoes.
La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da.
We're just having fun. I just got really I'm sorry. I just get really distracted by this little hairband.
Alexis.
Okay.
If you'd like to email the show, send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure you mention my name or Alexis's.
My name.
Okay. Mention one of our names or mention the name of the show.
Which, if you don't know the show...
It's Take Two.
Yeah. So, you should send us an email because you will get your name mentioned on the show.
Yeah.
So, let's take a break. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here.
You are listening to Voice America Kids. That sounded like Jamaican.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Hi. This is Mackenzie Urias, host of America Today, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Montea Wallace. He is 17 years old. He is biracial, Asian, African American, and he went missing 7:15 a.m. May 4th, 2011, from Los Angeles, California. Montea is 5'6 and 130 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, and his left ear is pierced. To see a picture of Montea, please click on the link Our Future is Missing on the Voice America homepage, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. If you know of Montea's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Their hotline is 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. Thank you.
You just love your pets, but sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
I can't do this. Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
And our show topic today is... texting acronyms.
I'm sorry, I think there's laughing gas in here. I'm just falling to pieces.
It's good to be self-aware.
Yep. Okay, Ellie, do you want to go first?
Sure. So one of my favorites is AAAAA, the American Association Against Acronym Abuse.
Okay, exclamation point equals I have a comment.
I have a lot, so I'm just going to go down the list.
Okay.
Little star and then a dollar Starbucks, comma, exclamation, 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 tuck to the hand. Oh, I get it, because it's like, I'm not going to talk to you. O2, your... 2 cents worth. Oh, poor person. You're worth 2 cents. I mean, oh, two. Ellie, just gonna stand there? Okay. 10.
What?
Okay, a 10 and a Q means thank you. Do you get that? I don't.
10 Q.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, this one's really confusing, and I don't get why you'd actually, like, just wouldn't type this. 1-4-A-A-4-1. 1 for all, all for one. I would just type out 1 for all.
I wouldn't even type that. I like, don't even when know. Would you use that?
A-D-I-P. Another day in paradise.
I think we got these from the same place.
Yeah. A-F-Z is acronym free zone. Okay, I don't get this. A-G-B. Almost good bridge. No.
I don't get that either.
I wouldn't even say half of these things.
Did someone build a bridge badly?
Okay. AMRMTYFTS. All my roommates, thank you for the show. Like, why did your roommates put a show on for you? I don't get these. Okay. ANFAWFOS. And now a word from our sponsors.
You I have had that one too.
Or I just tank it all?
Well, I did. I read it. I didn't write it down.
Oh, okay. A S A M O F. As a matter of fact, I would just type these things out.
Or just not even use them.
D I T Y I D. Did I tell you I'm distressed? I wouldn't. Okay. D L T B B B. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, that's cute. I might use that. Don't. But then someone would have to ask what it meant.
I like this one because I think my brother would use it. D-P-U-F-P. Don't poop your pants.
That's disgusting.
I think it's funny. D-U-N-A. Don't use no acronyms. It's in really big font. This one's kind of gross. D-T-C. Deep throaty chuckle.
That hurt.
E. No. E. M. F. B. Y. Excuse me for biting you. Let's hope you don't bite me. Ah! This one is... I might use this. E-M-P... Oh, no. E-M-R-T-W. Evil monkeys rule the world.
See, so, now that's funny.
That's funny. If you know what I mean, and I think you do. Oh, that one's really long. I-Y-K-W-I-M-A-I-T-Y-D. You know what I mean, and I think you do. It's just weird. Hmm. I like this one. I might use it. J-H-O-M. Just helping out my mafia mob. It's like, what are you going to use that? Ellie, here. Look through it and see if you can find any.
Let me see.
Here.
Let me see this.
Just take some.
Well, there's always Acorn, you know.
Yeah.
A completely obsessive, really nutty person.
Yeah. Yeah. NTBN. I'm going to use that one. No need to text back or TBN. Text back needed. That's very handy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That one's a confusing one. The really, really long ones are just too much.
I like dust. Did you see that?
Oh, that's cool. Dust. But why would you see it if you're texting someone? Unless you're right next to them.
Yeah.
So you probably shouldn't be texting them then. Know what I mean? K W I M. That's useful. Find any, Ellie? Here's another one.
Thanks.
Oh, over my dead body. Yeah, people are weird when they text. And then there are so many.
There are.
No joke. I think half of these are just like nobody uses them. I'd like to meet somebody who uses these. Like
they would be so hard to understand.
Like, what?
I would probably just give up texting them.
P-I-T-M-E-M-B-O-A-M. Peace in the Middle East, brother. Wait. Peace in the Middle East, my brother of another mother. Please don't use that. I will never talk to you.
Aw, this one's cute. L-Y-L. Love you lot.
You are listening to the Voice America Kids Network. The show is...
Take Two.
I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our new show topic today is...
Pet peeves.
So, fake people. I hate when people try to be something that they're not. Like, guys, I hope none of our glitter bugs are like that. And it's not like becoming, you know? You can lose friends if you aren't yourself. I know people say that a lot. I know you might be afraid, like, you'll be judged. But, I'm like myself 100% of the time. I'm weird. Yeah, it's fun to be weird, but I'm just confident, so I'm not afraid to be myself.
So. Same here.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
What's a pet peeve?
Okay, now this one really gets me, you guys. Lip glosses that promise to moisturize and provide shine, and they don't.
All right, Ellie. Ugh. Okay, smokers, it's really not cool. It's like really gross.
I hate it when they leave their little cigarette things on the beach.
Yeah.
And you, like, step on them, and it's like,
okay,
ugh.
So I have a few facts, because it's reality check time. Smoking is the lead preventable death in the United States. More than 440 people in America die, which is because of smoking. And most of them began smoking at a young age. Smoking is addictive, and 3/4 of kids under the age of 18 use it daily. Smoking puts friends and family at risk. Approximately 3,000 non-smokers die of lung cancer each year. That's...
Wow. That's a lot.
Ellie?
Well, mine's a little less serious.
Mine just bug me.
Going through the drive-thru, you know, and then they mess up your order and you have to go back?
Yeah, seriously, like, why am I going through the drive-thru? It's because I don't want to go in.
Yes.
Like, yesterday, I was at Del Taco just wanting to get myself some fish tacos. They put chicken tacos in my bag. And I'm like, that is not acceptable. So my mom goes on in. You gave my daughter chicken tacos instead of fish tacos? And that's not okay. No, she ordered chicken tacos. And my mom was like, no, she didn't. The receipt says fish tacos. No. It says fish tacos on the receipt, people. Give me my fish taco. So my mom has to go and get more money. And they're like, $8. And then she's like, I already paid for the tacos. Like, okay. And so they gave me a free churro, which was gross. That was just nasty.
You poor thing. Your life is so hard.
I just wanted some fish tacos, okay? Fish tacos. They're really good. I didn't even like think I would like them, but they were amazing. Go to Del Taco and get them. Or Rubio's Taco Tuesday. Ellie.
Oh, I have some good ones. I forgot I wrote these. drivers who won't turn right on red when it's legal.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She doesn't even drive.
Exactly, and I'm the most annoyed person in the car when some bad driver's just not paying attention.
Oh, when there's people in, like, a station wagon going, like, 20 miles an hour.
In, like, a 60.
Or people who stop and they're turning. Like, they stop and they go, like, a mile an hour and they turn.
Yes.
In an intersection.
Go.
Just turn. People who ask for pencils every single class. Like, I'm one of the people who might ask, like, the first period, and I keep it like maybe 2 days, but like, get your own darn pencils. Oh, I'm not gonna give you pencils anymore. And then, okay, so this one is like a serious one, but like, I was on, okay, sorry Kyle, but I was on Xbox Live. He doesn't like it when I do that. And like, this kid is like talking about how cool it is that he like smokes marijuana. I'm like, that's not cool, that's nasty. So I hate it when people fake injuries, especially like sports players and like young people who use marijuana. Double risk of depression, and it makes people paranoid, anxious, and it takes two generations to cure anxiety and depression caused by smoking. And you can't retain information. That's sad. And, like, it's dumb. I think it's stupid. Ellie, another one of your pet peeves?
Drivers who turn right on red when it's illegal!
Yes!
Yes! Seriously. Okay, like, so that's
like,
one.
Like, at our old school, it was, like, it was seriously, like, the busiest intersection ever.
Yes, and you'd get stuck behind a bus, and they don't turn right on red.
Yeah, like, there was always a bus by them, even though we don't have a bus, but, yeah.
I also don't like the noise that you get when you rub your fingers on balloons, you know?
One of my pet peeves is, like, when I get out of the shower, out of the pool, and, like, all the moisture in my fingertips are gone. Like, I always have to have lotion on them. Ellie, isn't this true? I always have to have, like, lotion.
I don't know, but I'm sure it is.
Yeah, like, whenever we're in the locker room at school, I'd always be asking for lotion. I know
Yeah, yeah.
I always asked for it. So, I just get really mad. Like, Ellie, what website did you go to?
GetAnnoyed.com.
Yeah, like, that site annoys me. Like, I just hate it.
I think it's funny.
I hate it.
I got this one from there. And I totally agree. The creepers at red lights. You know, like, the people that just look at you, just waiting for you to look back?
I'm one of those people, but I, like, I look, and once I see them turn their head, I look back.
But I can still see you looking at me.
I'm one of those people. Man, because I'm like,
And also unnecessary movie sequels.
Yeah. Land Before Time. You could have just stopped at one.
Transformers 4.
3. Oh, it is 4.
4.
Like, okay, if Megan Fox isn't coming back, do not make a sequel. That's what everyone goes to see, Megan Fox.
Oh, wait, was it 3 or 4?
4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yeah, like, it is.
Like, horror movies, they don't need sequels.
It's no, given. The people already died.
Yeah, like, Insidious is going to make a second one. That movie creeped me out the first time. I mean, I think it was just creepy because we were outside and we could see the windows. Don't watch it alone. Let's take a break. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Yes, you are.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back.
Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most...
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
And our show topic today is...
planning a trip. So when I was in California, I grabbed a bunch of brochures just for fun. So we have all those brochures here, and we are going to give you our take on them. I have a McDonald's one here.
Ooh.
And it says, come see our 25-foot mural of California history. And there's like a choo-choo chain. And you can get 10% off your order. So if you go and you order something that's $1, you it's 90 cents. So it's a great deal. Ellie, talk about my favorite one.
Okay,
you stole.
Pirate Dinner.
See, that's why I should have done it.
Dinner Adventures. This is really great because it's got this really creepy girl on the back, and she's like, hello there. And she just looks really happy.
Open it up.
I'm going to open it up.
Okay, well, you're opening it up. We have flyers for our rave concert. No, I'm kidding. They're for Electronica in Disneyland. If you haven't heard what the code is, it's Legacy. Just so you know. I went to that rave concert. It was fun. It was kind of awkward, too, because there are, like, people in skin-tight outfits, but... whatever. Ellie.
Okay, so these people are totally photoshopped in.
I told you that.
I know.
In the car.
I know.
There are three photoshopped people. One of them's on a bridge. One of them's an acrobat. And then the other one's fighting the person that was photoshopped.
It looks like they just got popped right onto the bridge.
Bloop. Bloop. And then on to a circus ring. Mm-hmm. Ha ha, I got the San Diego Safari Park.
Oh, no.
So, do the zoo, too. So, yeah. There's a picture of an emu, a nicely shaved zebra. His head is nicely shaved. people that are like seriously like really close to some giraffes. I'm pretty sure they're like same place. Rhinos, what's it called? Zip lining. And you can roar and snore at the sleepovers. And these are quality tents. So, and you can take a Segway tour at the park. So, just thought you'd like to know that. Ellie?
Oh my gosh. So, Six Flags has three new roller coaster experiences.
Woo!
All in one epic year. I'm quoting
Wait,
there.
Wait, did you get the Watercraft one too? I want the Watercraft one because you got the Segway one.
No, I didn't get the Watercraft one.
It's right here. I see it.
Sorry.
Okay, so... I haven't looked through this one yet, but it says Ventura, visit the real California.
These smell really good.
No, they don't.
They smell like
And then
paper.
There's a picture of a petunia on, like, some creme brulee. I don't think you should eat that. Ew, they're maps!
Ewy.
That's gross.
Ew, put that away. That's hard to read.
Maps are Thank gross. You. And it's in the trash now because they're gross. Ellie, would you like to talk about
There's
Slip
a
Sleep?
Chubby baby.
Yeah, we're going to put the chubby baby on baby Jenny Craig because the baby's legs are so chubby.
They're so cute and chubby. Oh, there's rolls. They're so cute.
Baby rolls. I have Dana Point jet ski watercraft rentals. So, Ellie, what time are we going to go? In the morning or at night?
I'm thinking after lunch sometime, you know.
So maybe like 1? Okay, mm-hmm. So that's p.m., $110 for the weekday. That's a lot of money. Or we could do a kayak. You want to do a kayak? That's $50 for a daily rental if we're going to go fishing.
Kayaks are a lot of work, you know? If I want to go
yeah,
out
Yeah, but
the
if you're
water,
going with me, I'm doing the
let
work.
Let it have an engine. Well, yeah, but, you
so
know.
So I think we're going to need a double, and we're probably going to do it for the whole day. So that's $55. And you aren't going to do anything, so let's just get a single and
Look,
strap
there's
you
another
on the back.
McDonald's.
Yeah, so now we can get 20%. Okay. And then we have a Little Mermaid brochure for an amphitheater. They're doing Grease. And then they have, like, some performers, and I only recognize, like, two of them. I recognize Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby!
And yeah, that really scared me.
Yes.
and Lone Star. All the other ones. Oh, and we're going to go see Sinbad. We don't know who he is, but we're going to go see him. And we're going to go see Eddie Money, Due West, Air Supply. Yep. Los Lobos. We're going to go see him. Oh, and we're going to go see America and Wayne Newton.
America. Like Fig Newton? Do you think they're related?
Nah.
Wait, is Fig Newton a guy?
That's a nice treat. I have medieval times brochure and tour. So, is this the one that has the menu on it? No, that's the Pirates one. Yeah, there's a pretty good looking guy here. He just needs to shave his head. And everybody is wearing crowns. Like, you just look throughout the whole stadium, and everyone has these fake crowns on. It's pretty legit. I don't know what they're doing, but they're all facing the same way. They aren't even fighting. But yeah, Ellie, what are you looking
at? So Disneyland. I'm looking at this Disneyland one, and you know how on Space Mountain they take your picture once it slows down?
Yeah.
These people are all, like, freaked out still.
Seriously, let me see it.
Yeah, they're like, it's like you're going slow.
No, they're all smiling. They're like, ah! I have a yellow taxi one, and on the back it says pleasure. It's like, that's not pleasure that you're in a taxi. Taxis are gross. They're disgusting.
The wonderful world of color. Oh no, she got the Build-A-Bear one.
And I'm going to get a backpack for me and my bear. So, in this one, the bear has some sunscreen. It's like, they're furry. They don't need sunscreen. And you can get a free drawstring bag for you and your bear with a purchase of $25 or more.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to go join bearville.com so I can get a free virtual souvenir tee for my online character. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network. The show is
Take Two.
I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our new show topic is good ideas for YouTube videos. Ellie.
Well, there are people who like... that one guy we told you about, who will message you with dares. And they're very fun to do.
They are really fun.
Like the face toe people.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
But if you're going to dare someone, do it with something realistic. Like, I dare you to make a video and be silent. Here, I'll give you guys a dare right now, and you have to go make a YouTube video response to our toe video. No, to our video called... Which video should it be?
Fried zucchini.
That's to fried zucchini. So go to our fried zucchini, spelt wrong, video and make a video response and do the dare.
I spelt it wrong?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
What dare should we do? Go to that video and do a video response to this dare. You have to make a video and you have to be silent. And let's see what else. Like, you can't talk, but you have to hold up, like, fun facts about yourself on a piece of paper. Sounds
yes.
fun. So go do that. Go make a video response, and we'll make one, too, and it will be called Oak Door.
Oh, I was thinking, like, maybe Fried Pickles.
Fried Pickles. Fried Pickles is better. So we'll make a video called Fried Pickles, and we will put it up on there.
I want some fried pickles.
Oh, my gosh. They make the best fried pickles at the Minnesota State Fair.
They're good. I'll have to run on down there and get some.
No, but they were fried pickles are good.
I've never heard you laugh like that.
What?
I don't know. It just sounded different.
Like what?
I don't know. Is this your pen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like what? How was I laughing?
I don't know. It was like
like this.
There it was again.
Well, I don't know if that's my real laugh or not. I don't. Okay.
We can do the real laugh test.
No.
Oh, we can't do it.
Because we can't lay down.
No.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, I did that at cheer and at cheer tryouts to my friend Tori, and her laugh was really funny. Your real laugh? Yeah. Ellie, would you like to tell them how you do the real laugh thing?
You just lay down and have someone push on your chest, and then it's weird. It doesn't even sound like you. Mine's like, ah! Something along those lines.
You know, you can't make yourself laugh. It's impossible. Because the thing about, like, you can't tickle yourself except for on the bottom of your foot and on the roof of your mouth.
She just did it to herself. That's pretty nasty. Wait.
No, you gotta.
It's like when I go to the right. It's weird. That is so weird. I can't get the feeling.
And on
out
the
of
bottom
it.
Of your foot.
Are you having fun tickling yourself?
Oh, what are we doing now? Oh yeah, ideas for YouTube. Oh yeah, time's up. Time lapse videos. You shoot, and after some time, you stop and go and edit it, and you do 100 times fast forward. Interview somebody or provide tips like makeup, hair, cars, or things to do if you're stuck at 10,000 BC. Yeah. So
I like making versions of music videos with my friends.
Sink me in the river, head down, lay me down on a bed of roses. Yep.
Yep. Or just be stupid. On like, camera, like
we do.
That's what Alexis and I specialize in.
We don't go in with any ideas. We just do it, mm-hmm. as you can probably tell in fried zucchini.
Yep.
We don't really go in with any ideas, now that I think
of it. You're just like, let's record a video.
Yeah, have we ever had an idea?
I think the Rice Krispie one we did.
Yeah, the Rice Krispie one is pretty funny.
Want some?
Ellie, you can't. I forgot what the point of that was. Was it just us eating... Like, I know in my super base cut, we're eating Rice Krispies and Goldfish.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was like our trademark, mm-hmm. Rice Krispies and Goldfish. And now we don't have any.
Oh, mm-hmm. It echoes. Can you hear the echo? Echo.
I want to try. Wait, can you like...
Oh, hello. I'm Alexis. I believe I don't know your name.
No, like...
I can't do it.
You go like this and talk into the bottle.
You don't blow.
No, but you know that thing that really... How'd you do that?
My conch shell has spoken.
Do it again. How are you doing that?
Now Simba will come.
Okay.
From
Thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids Radio Network.
Keep it fresh.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Take Two. Join us again for another show on the Voice America Kids channel. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.